Thank you, Lou. We just read out Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and it is the last message in this sermon series, What is Church For? We've been through for 5 weeks. First Sunday, we talk about church is for sharing. And second week, we talk about church is for serving. And third was church is for worshiping. And last Sunday, we've talked about church is for loving. And today, we will talk about church is for transforming. Everybody say, church is for transforming. Yes, it is right that church is for transforming. I'd like to start with the mission statement of the United Methodist Church. The mission statement of UMC clearly says, the mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This is mission statement is not only belonging to Present Value UMC, but it is the mission statement for the whole world of United Methodist Church. The mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So our mission in our church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in order to transform the world. It is quite clear that all missions and ministries that we do in the church are to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And mission and ministries are not simply to help other people, but to make them disciples of Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of our mission in our church. So in the perspectives of our mission statement, we need to review and evaluate our missional activities, whether our missions are focusing on making disciples of Jesus Christ or are focusing on being nice and kind to other people only. And also, making disciples of Jesus Christ doesn't mean that we have to make other people disciples of Jesus Christ only, but we have to be disciples of Jesus Christ also. We can say it is the internal discipleship that we have to focus on being disciples of Jesus Christ first. And then the external discipleship, which is to make people disciples of Jesus Christ, will be the mission and the ministry of our church. So it doesn't make any sense if we try to make others disciples of Jesus Christ while we are not yet disciples of Jesus Christ. How can you make other people disciples of Jesus Christ if we are not yet disciples of Jesus Christ? Then, here's a question. How can we be disciples of Jesus Christ? What is the way to be disciples of Jesus Christ? Well, I am sure many of you heard about an animation movie, Kung Fu Panda. You know the movie? Like, kinds of fat, chubby pandas, right? And then he learned how to do something like that, you know, Chinese martial arts. I watched the movie because at the time my boys were young, so I watched the movie with them. In the Kung Fu Panda, we can see how the panda became a Kung Fu master, Kung Fu warrior, and Kung Fu legend later. Well, there was a master for him, right? And the panda lived with his master in a temple. And the master taught him everything. Not only the skills of Kung Fu, but the panda learned integrity, honesty, brave, confidence, and everything from his master. Well, I can tell you, that is the way and the principle of being a disciple of someone. You know, it is the same to all of us. You know, if you want to be a disciple of someone, you just need to be with that person. You need to listen and learn from that person. You need to spend at least 3 years with that person. You need to imitate that person. And you need to practice what you've learned from that person. And then you are that person's disciple. And it is the same to be disciples of Jesus Christ. We need to be, we have to be with Jesus Christ every day. We have to listen and learn from Him every day. We have to practice what we've learned from Him. Then we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Without reading the Bible, without studying the Bible, without memorizing the Bible, without using the Bible, and without spiritual life through prayers, we cannot be disciples of Jesus Christ. Coming to church once in a week for 1 hour cannot guarantee us a true discipleship in Jesus Christ. But we have to live with Jesus Christ through the Bible and prayers, and that's the way to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Again, I'm telling you, my dear brothers and sisters, about the message in the Sunday school. When I was young, when I was a baby, when I was in the elementary school, I still remember my Sunday school teacher taught me, hey, you have to read the Bible, you have to pray. Same message that I'm sharing with you, my brothers and sisters. Because that is the way to be Jesus Christ, and that is the only way to be His disciples. Without reading the Bible, without memorizing the Bible, without studying the Bible, without spiritual life through prayer, how can you be a disciple of Jesus Christ? 1 hour coming to church for a week, that's enough to be disciples of Jesus Christ? No way. No way. We have to be disciples of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was in the world, there were so many people following Him. We remember Jesus fed 5,000 men with 5 bread and 2 fish. When Jesus healed the sick, there were uncountable people gathered around Him because they want to be healed. Right? But when Jesus taught the secret of God's kingdom, many people left Him. Well, to be honest, it's not many. Most of people left Him except 12 men. So Jesus asked the 12, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" And at a time, Peter answered Him, "You have the words of eternal life. You have come to believe. We have come to believe and to know that You are the Holy One of God." Well, it is the story of discipleship in John chapter 6. We have to be disciples of Jesus Christ through being with Him. When He healed the sick, people gathered. When He fed the people, people gathered because they have something to eat, because they can get some benefit from Jesus Christ. But when Jesus taught them the truth and the secret of God's kingdom, they left. Where are we? Are we truly disciples of Jesus Christ? God has called us together as a family here, as a church, to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Church is not a place to give comforting word to people nicely. Hey, everything will be fine. Everything is okay. No. But the church is a community to learn from Jesus Christ and to practice what we learn from Him. Well, I can tell you, dear brothers and sisters, personally, what I've learned from Jesus Christ is the core teaching of Jesus Christ that I've learned from Him is the truth, which is saying, God loves me. That is what I've learned from Jesus Christ. No matter what, no matter who, God loves me. God never, never, never abandoned me. That's what I learned from Jesus Christ. I learned God's love. And that is the gospel, good news to me. And it is the same to all of you. If we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we've learned the love of God. It's not a kung fu skill that we are learning from God, right? What we are learning from the Bible, what we are learning through our prayer life, what we learn is God's love, unconditional love. There is no condition, unmerited favor. God loves us. And that's truth. And that's what we learn from the Bible, from our prayer. We learn that we have to practice what we learn, God's love in our life. We've learned the love of God. So we have to do, what we have to do in our life is to practice God's love, because we've learned God's love. if we are true disciples of Jesus Christ. And this truth is renewing us, renewing me every day. And it is so true that God loves us so much until God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for me because God loves me. And for you because God loves you. And I believe this truth transforms me, transforms us, as well as transforms the world. Let's think about the pattern of this world. In verse 2, Paul clearly says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The pattern of this world is to love those who like me, who loves me only. The pattern of this world is to judge other people by their property, by their levels of education, gender, skin color, cultures, nationality, and so on. The pattern of this world is to compete to others to get a better positions in this world. The pattern of this world is to get served by other peoples, not to serve others. But we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the way to renew our mind is to know and believe and practice what we've learned from our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is love. Sisters and brothers in Christ, church is for transforming, and we have to be transformed by the truth that God loves us. And we, as a church, have to transform the world with this truth as disciples of Jesus Christ. In verse 1 says that we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, because offering our body is our true and proper worship to God. Then what does offering our body means? How can I offer my body to God? You know what? That means we have to offer our life, our daily life to God every day, because our daily life must be the true and proper worship to God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not only on Sunday, we have to worship God in our daily life. Our daily life should be the proper and true worship to God, which means we confess who we are before God, and we ask God that without your love, God, I cannot live anymore. Within your love, I am living every day. So that's why I praise God. I worship you. You are with me. Prayer, reading the Bible, using the Bible, memorizing the Bible. Yeah, using the Bible to your life. That is worship. That is offering our bodies to God. And this is totally different from the pattern of this world. But this is the transformational life of all Christians, offering our body as a holy and true worship to God. Church is for transforming. We are transformed by God's love, and we are transforming the world with God's love. And this is the church. Brothers and sisters, ending this series of sermon for 5 weeks, I'd like to summarize 5 topics we've talked. What is church for? Church is for sharing, yes, because everything is God's. Church is for serving, yes, we serve each other as a family. Church is worshiping. The worship service, the worship itself should be the center of our life. And church is loving, not only loving to my friends, not just loving to my family, but love your enemy, love your neighbor as yourself, as God loves us. And church is for transforming. We are the church. We are sharing. We are serving. We are worshiping. We are loving. We are transforming. Present Valley VMC is sharing, serving, worshiping, loving, and transforming. May God use us for His love and for His salvation. Amen. Let us pray.